Hey guys, this is Tavon, and welcome to Crazy Mama Biz. On this channel, we talk about all things motherhood, from the sweet and innocent, to the nitty gritty, to the happy-go-lucky, to the hard times, the challenging times, the stages we're going through with our children. We talk about self-love on this channel, self-care, and we may even do some healing. Hopefully you guys enjoy. Let's get into it. Hey guys, welcome back to Crazy Mama Biz. It's your girl Tay, and today we're talking about motherhood and healing. Y'all heard my podcast since I started rebranding, and as you can see, I haven't been really consistent with it, and it's just been kind of sporadic. So I want to just catch up with you guys. School is about to start back, and I've just been on this journey of healing, kind of self-discovery, trying to find my individuality in this crazy world. Like, it's just been tough. And so I want to share with you guys just what I've been experiencing, what I've been up to, and hopefully, like, my healing journey will help some of you guys out there get started on your healing journey. You know, we all need healing in some areas. And I pray that whatever you get from this episode, it follows you, it carries you. I want to let y'all know that starting today, I am going to be putting out episodes every week now. I'm going to be more consistent. I have my alarm set. I have my topics ready. But today specifically, I just want to talk about motherhood and healing. So every Wednesday, which you should be able to listen to my podcast in the morning on the way to work, or, you know, that's when they'll be available. I'm going to be posting them in the morning time. So make sure you guys listen in every Wednesday. And I want to thank the few of you out there who are listening. Now, I don't know if y'all know this, but I can see how many people are listening. Right now, it's not that many. But for those of you who are out there listening to me, I just want to thank y'all so much, because y'all listening to me continue to inspire me to keep going with my podcast. Because it might not be many of you guys, but the fact that somebody is out there listening, and I'm not even marketing my podcast right now, I'm not inviting people to listen, the fact that y'all just scroll up on my podcast and listen, I really appreciate that. Like, you guys are a godsend. Thank y'all so very much for continuing to keep up with me. So basically, like I said, I've been kind of on a healing journey. The most recent thing I've been working on is forgiveness. And that has been so hard for me. And I'm only saying that because for so long, I've been living as a victim. But I decided that I'm really ready to be a survivor of all of my traumas and everything that I've struggled with. At the beginning of my journey, I decided to write a forgiveness journal. I decided to go out and buy a journal and start a forgiveness journal. Y'all, I bought this cutest little journal. On the front, it says, "Every good and perfect gift comes from above." And that's James 1:17. Now, y'all know I'm real spiritual out here. I'm real Christian-y. So if you don't like God, if you don't want to hear about God, I promise you, this not even a podcast you want to listen to. But I love God, okay? I love God. And I'm just so grateful for everything he's done for me. I am so elated that I've gotten back into my walk with God, and I've just taken my relationship with him more seriously. But in my journal, I want to share my first entry with you guys of my forgiveness journal. And it's basically just a letter to myself. And when I wrote this letter to myself, I wrote it with so much emotion attached to it, and I want to be able to share my experiences with you guys without a default perception of my experiences. And what I mean by that basically is just how I view the world based on my traumas and not from a healed aspect. because I feel like when you come from that, it's not as authentic as it really can be. And so I'm just going to read my letter to y'all. And I encourage y'all, if you haven't already, you know, to start a journal and start with forgiveness. Because forgiveness, man, like starting with that for me has helped me through a lot of like old things that I have just been attached to and hanging on to and carrying hurt and baggage with me. But anyway, here's the letter. Dear Tay, this is the beginning of a great work. You deciding to heal and choosing a life of self-love and happiness is groundbreaking. It's not going to be easy and it won't look pretty, but you've got this. Have patience with yourself, live in the moments that scare you, and keep God involved during the process and moving forward. Your journey hasn't been easy and you've been a model of a dim light, but it's definitely your time to shine. Approach this process with compassion for yourself, an open heart and mind. Remember to visualize what your healing will feel like in a few months. Think about the confidence and poise you'll be walking into. You are already an amazing person with an amazing story. A unique individual with many talents. Oh, how grand it will be to be able to use those talents without fear, anxiety, perfectionism, and a myriad of other setbacks. This work is going to be the most valuable you've ever done. The shift taking place is an ordinance of answered prayers. Prepare yourself for the calling and the blessing God has for you just for this particular initiative. People will not like you and you will have to reintroduce yourself a lot of times. But don't fret. God is preparing your new support system on the other side. You've already grown so much by just the desire of change. Now it's time for your genuine action. Go after it, Tay. It's time to heal for it. Love, Self. Y'all, when I was writing that, I reread what I wrote and I cried to myself, because when I decided that I wanted to really heal and really forgive and really free myself from a lot of the stuff that I had endured, I really had to sit back and ask myself, am I ready for this? Am I ready to take this journey? Like when you are truly healing, you have to go back and pull off those scabs. You have to go back and pull off those scabs. And then I want to remind y'all that I was a teen mom. So I'm having to go back, way back, and just attack some things that started even before then, like childhood trauma, the trauma that came with being a teen parent. I experienced domestic violence at a young age. Luckily, it wasn't long. Like, it was long enough for me, but it wasn't long, now that I think about it, because some people experience that, you know, for years and years. I experienced miscarriages. I experienced, you know, body shaming. And like, I've heard people get bullied for being big, but when you get bullied for being small, like, I don't know, it hurts too. It hurts too. But you guys, I want to, you know, talk about just, you know, that forgiveness. Like, I started off with forgiving myself was my second journal entry. What did I need to forgive myself for, you guys? Because a lot of times when we're going through life and we're making mistakes, we get harder and harder on ourselves, and we get into like this pit of, where did we go wrong? And y'all, I started with me, because I truly have a problem with that. Like, I had to forgive myself for some of the mistakes I made with my kids. Some of the mistakes I made, you know, when I felt like I embarrassed myself, or just when I wasn't even a good friend to me. So I want to encourage y'all, like, when you're going through this journey, like the motherhood and the healing, y'all, we have to incorporate something into that, because if not, it'll pour out into our kids. Our trauma will pour out into the way we parent. And And it gets rough. It really does. I've even healed to the point where I can truly apologize to my kids. Like, I make it a safe space to where they can come and talk to me and tell me when I have done something to hurt them, and we can genuinely talk about it. I have a teenage daughter who is going to be 15 October 2023, and I am so scared because the years are flying. She is going to be leaving the nest in a few short years, y'all, and she's going to be going out into the world, and I am right now fighting hard to ensure that when she leaves, she knows that she can always come back, and there's nothing that she can do that will hurt me bad enough to cast her out, to not forgive her, to not want to help her, to not love on her, to not embrace her. Like, I am ensuring that my children have a safe space. And I feel like we can do that best when we have healed. Like, I want to go back to one of my old episodes, and I probably have since taken it off my podcast since I'm rebranding, but I want to go back to when I talked about what kind of parent do you see yourself as. And for me, I just want to be a healed version of a parent. I want to be the best version of myself so that my kids can enjoy life. They can enjoy being in my presence. You know, I don't want them to have a story. I don't want them to be able to relate to a story when they're talking to their friends and they just like, I had such a traumatic life experience and this, that, and the third. I really want them to be able to express that I genuinely loved on them and cared for them. I want them to be able to tell how they experienced my healing, how they were able to come to me because I was emotionally available, I was mentally available. And I really and truly believe that we need healing in our parenting. We need to scoop our kids up. We need to scoop ourselves up. And y'all, forgiveness is never easy. But I wanna say that when I started this journey, when I went on about my journey, I was asking God, I was praying and asking God, you know, how do I forgive? That was the first question I had. How do I forgive? Because it's hard. How do you know that you've really forgiven somebody? And, you know, God revealed to me that when you truly forgive somebody, you have love and compassion for them in spite of their wrongdoing, in spite of how they treated you, in spite of what is attached to that person. That's true forgiveness. And, you know, in the word, it tells us, you know, we got to forgive our enemies 7 times 70. Like, just over and over again, we have to continue to forgive people. And I really want to express that probably is the hardest part. Because how can you love and forgive a person that did you wrong and then did you wrong over and over and over again? But the good thing about it is we can forgive people and still cut them off. A lot of times we forget that. We think that we got to forgive people and that means we keep them in our corner or we keep them in our back pocket or we still got to communicate with them. But that's not true. I could forgive you, but I'm going to love you from over here. You can't be around me because I know that you will hurt me. But I forgive you. I'm just not going to let you hurt me no more. Like, that's it. I have to keep you away from me. I have to keep you at a distance. I know that I truly have forgiven somebody when being around them don't change my mood. Being around them don't have an effect on how I'm feeling. Like, if I'm happy, go lucky, and I'm giddy, and I'm up, and then all of a sudden I see a person who did me bad, and now I'm feeling like, nah, this ain't right. You know, I don't want to feel like that person can shift my mood. Because when you don't forgive people, you give them that much power over you. When a person could just come around you and just shift your whole attitude, shift your whole environment, that person has that much power over you. And when you forgive them, you take back your power. You take it back. And I started with me because I know that I made a lot of mistakes and I want to get me right. I want to show myself like, I forgive me. I forgive myself. I have enough compassion for myself to keep going, to keep trying, to start over, to, you know, make it better, to make it right for me. And once I started learning to forgive me for the mistakes that I've made, I'm able to transition it to somebody else. I'm able to share that with somebody else, sharing forgiveness and just moving forward in my life, not attaching what somebody did, not, you know, holding on to what somebody did to me, not being the victim of, you know, whatever it is. So I want to encourage y'all out there to just, you know, start healing, start loving on you, start working on you. And y'all know, I'm gonna bring this up again, like I talk a lot about finding your circle, having a good circle of friends. But y'all, I've been praying for good friends. I've been praying for like really anointed friends. And I had another revelation in that prayer that when I can be a friend to me, I'll attract those type of friends. I wasn't really a good friend to myself. And I don't know if I told y'all this, but I'm going to share something. I'm going to be open and transparent here. But I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, obsessive compulsive disorder, and PTSD back in my early 20s. I'm 31 now, but I was diagnosed with that back in my early 20s. And for a time, I was able to combat that through overworking, through going to school, through doing different projects, like just being a parent, like dedicating all of my time, all of my energy, all of my thought process to just being a mom, being a significant other, like just jumping in relationships and stuff like that. Never really taking the time to sit down and figure out how to even cope with it, how to even, you know, deal with it or whatever. But then I realized, you know, I don't even want to cope. I really want to just be healed from that. Now, excuse me. I don't really know, to be honest, if I'm truly healed from those like mental ailments. But what I do know is two or three years ago, I was in manic. I lived in a manic stage for a year. I was making all type of reckless decisions. I was moving off impulse. I was just doing things that if it didn't hurt myself, it hurt my kids. It hindered me from doing things for them and hindered me from providing for them. And like, y'all, it was just so bad that it was even gonna mess up my relationship. And I put myself in danger. I allowed people to hurt me and I didn't even realize it. Like, that's how bad it was. I really was just in a state of mania for almost a year. As a matter of fact, I didn't get no sleep. I think if I did go to sleep, it probably was 2 or 3 hours. And then I would be, boom, ready to go. I felt like superwoman. I felt like I could do everything. But I really was in the state of madness. Like, I was strutting through madness for a solid year. Messed up my credit, my finances, lost everything. I lost my comfort, my house. Car notes got behind. And then I was working. So to work on getting all of this and to just lose it, that put me in a really bad like depression. So then I went from mania to just a state of depression. Like, it was just so bad. I lost a lot of weight. I'm already little. Right now, like, I can tell you right now, I weigh probably 120. And I'm 5'5". That's, like, fine. That's sexy. Like, I'm just now noticing, like, girl, you sexy, girl. Like, you fine. You little, but you fine. But but the depression had me lose so much weight. I was under 90 pounds. And that, for me, that was, looking at myself, I didn't even recognize who I was looking at. I wasn't the person I wanted to be. Matter of fact, I had stopped looking in mirrors. I didn't even use a mirror to do my hair. I didn't use a mirror to do much of anything. Like, I started flipping mirrors over in my house, full length body mirrors. I would just turn them around to face the wall. Bathroom mirrors, I was using them to just brush my teeth and then I would be out of there. Matter of fact, I didn't really even look when I was brushing my teeth, but I would glance and I just didn't like what I seen. Like, my energy was ping ponging off of looking in the mirror and stuff like that. So I really was in a state of like just not liking who I was. So when I got tired of that, that's what inspired my healing journey. This would truly inspire me to fight for me. And I want to encourage you out there in the world. I want to encourage all you mothers to just fight for you right now. Your kids need you. Your family needs you. Fight for you. And I'm telling you, you will see a major difference in your household. You will see a major difference in how your kids behave. Y'all, I have an autistic son. He's 7. And my son, I just figured out he was going based off my energy, like, because I have him all the time. But when I was in chaos, he was in chaos too. He would be running, jumping, screaming, not on no regular stuff. Like, he was just a chaotic being. But y'all, since I have calmed down and I have found patience with him, his whole level has calmed down. I don't have to scream and yell so much. And he's high functioning, so he understands pretty well. I'm still trying to work through some things with him. Like, I do get services for him and everything like that. I take him to the doctor regularly. I do all that good stuff. But I'm telling you, like, once I started coming from a place of healing, coming from a place of availability for him, he had calmed down way more than he has been. And I don't know if it's maturity because he's getting older. He's 7, by the way. But also, I really do feel like because I have changed me, we're able to communicate better. We're not butting heads as much. He's not trying to take over me, and I'm not, like, we're not playing tug of war in the house with attitudes and how we, you know, emotions, and I'm all over the place. He's all over the place. Like, once I really, like, dived down and was like, okay, Tay, you got to slow down. You got to have compassion for yourself because you still are getting to a place of learning. Like, growing up with him, like, I'm growing up with him in a sense. As I'm healing, like, I see it as growing up with my children because I'm having to, you know, unlearn some things. I'm having to unlearn some bad habits, like that mood switching on and off. I'm having to learn, like, how to grasp it before it changes, how to grasp it before it grabs me. Because when I'm back then, like, not having control over my mood swings, that probably was the worst thing, because I could go from playing with my kids to cussing them out in like 0.5 seconds. And that wasn't good. Not good at all. Not healthy at all. Like, the worst thing. So I'm talking like that because I want to just share that with y'all. Like, I have literally been taking this time since my last podcast to heal. I've been taking this time since my last podcast to just, like, fully understand life, how to live it, where I'm coming from, how my experience can help me and not hurt me, because it's all a journey. Like, this whole, like, the role, just from pregnancy to raising your children, is literally like a grand role. Like, we are playing a huge role. We're literally raising up another human being. We're teaching somebody how to operate in this world. So I know that I had to really change me, change who I wanted to be. And not to overshare, but y'all, I'm going to go ahead and read my second journal entry. I'm going to go ahead and read it. So, my second journal entry, I asked, what do you need to forgive yourself for? I need to forgive myself for choosing to be reckless. I'm sorry, reckless. I've embarrassed myself and have lied about who I am to maintain a level of strength I had not yet surpassed. I've managed to choose to be a person who is willingly giving up myself for any and everything else, ultimately to be pleasing to the world. I need to forgive myself for the times I defended someone when I've been so afraid to defend myself. I need to forgive myself for holding on to the hurt that people did to me that wasn't my fault. I need to forgive myself for not facing my fears and for trying too hard not to be seen. I should have stood up for me when I knew no one else would. Forgive myself for not doing what is right for me. If I could do it all over, I would listen to my gut feeling. I would heed the warnings from those who knew. I would have taken chances I was afraid of losing people for. It's okay that I've made mistakes. It's important that I've learned and grown from them. Being selfish in some areas of your life is important. It's okay to just follow what you know makes sense to you. Be brave and authentic. Stay true to you, and from here on out, make decisions that don't make you question who you are or how you have to adjust your reality. Y'all, let me tell you something about a few of those things. One of the things that I wrote down, I need to forgive myself for holding on to hurt that people did to me that wasn't my fault. Y'all, sometimes people will just be out here hurting you. And I want to openly share that I was essayed as a child, and I was essayed as an adult. And not only was I a victim, and now I'm a survivor. That was so hard to get over. And I'm going to be honest with you, I'm still not even sure that I'm over it. But I do know that I forgive those people. Now, would I be around them? Probably not. I wouldn't even put myself back in danger like that. But I do know I do forgive those people. I truly do. Like, man, I truly forgive those people. And I can say that honestly. Like, I'm not living in that no more. It happened. It wasn't my fault. I was, you know, in a position where I just wasn't safe. But now I am safe. I didn't catch any STDs. I didn't get pregnant as a result of the essay. And, you know, my children hasn't had to experience that. Did it hurt me for a minute? Yeah, I cried in silence. I got mad at myself for not telling. Because it's really hard to tell stuff like that. Especially for me, since I put myself a couple of times in harm's way. And not even realizing what the outcome would be. And I'm not saying I blame myself for those things happening, but I feel like a part of me at that time knew better. And so I do better now. I take heed of my surroundings. When the energy don't feel right, I bounce from places. And I no longer, y'all, this is probably one of the most things I've had a hard time with. I no longer invite myself to places where I wasn't invited in the first place. I no longer say, oh, can I come? Or, dang, you don't want to invite me? Like, I no longer invite myself. If don't nobody invite me, I just don't go. I just don't show up. Like, I done started being cool with being left out. I'm not everybody's cup of tea, and I've learned to be okay with that. Like, I don't have to be your cup of tea, baby, and you don't have to drink from my cup. It's probably best. Because, you know, who we hang around essentially are who we become. And I realized that I don't want to become who I thought I did want to become. Like, I don't want to be around people that's going to make me feel less than. I don't want to be in a room where I'm uncomfortable. You know, I'm a big ball of energy, you guys. Like, I'm such a huge ball of energy. Some might say it's too much. If you met me in person, girl, we're going to have a party. We just gonna celebrate everything, okay? I celebrate all holidays. I celebrate accomplishments, big and small. I'm just like a big ball of energy. I'm always ready for life. I'm always ready for exciting things to happen. And so I've been taking like this healing journey personally, because it's for me, it's for my family, it's for, you know, the rest of my life. I'm fighting for me right now. And I just encourage y'all out there to do the same. Like, if you're a mom, if you've been through just some hell in this life, if you've just been through the ring of the ropes, you know, and everybody has their own journey. You know, I want to encourage you, don't look at nobody else's journey and think, damn, how she get that far or how she's doing it. When you start your journey, don't, and especially if you're on social media, because this a dream, social media is a dream killer. It is a trap. You will set yourself up for failure because you get on there and you compare yourself to what everybody else is doing, and you're looking and you're trying to figure out how they doing this and how they get that. And people have personas. People can be who they want to be on social media. So, you know, not all of that is even real. But what I can say is, be true to you. When you start your journey, if you haven't already, if you just need a little push, this is your push. This is your sign to go after you. Catch up with you. Catch up with yourself, okay? Be the best version of you for your children. Be the best version of you for you. Because you need you. At the end of the day, I realized that I cannot pour into my children from an empty cup. If I've exalted all my energy on just reminiscing on the past, on just living in my mistakes, on just being a victim, on living in my trauma, I literally am not giving my best to them. I literally am withholding from them. I can't pour anything into them from sitting in that. I can't encourage them because I'm not encouraged. I can't be joyful with them because I'm not feeling the joy. I mean, I could be partial way there and I could fake it, but I believe our children, you know how we know our children like the back of our hand? I believe our children know us. They know when we're not all the way there. And so I just want to encourage y'all, like, when y'all start this journey, if you're on this journey already, I feel you. It is hard. And I'm not even all the way there yet. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not even all the way there yet. I still got some levels to go. Like, I literally, when I say I have been breaking myself down, I have been watching some encouraging videos. I have been, like, truly trying to dive into just finding out where I want to be, you know, by the end of this year at least, or, you know, mid next year. Like, I really want to get to a space where when I'm telling my story, it sounds victorious. I want it to come out as victorious. I know, like, I've been in the dark for so long that coming into the light is scary. Coming into the light of who I want, you know, who I want to be and what I want to experience is so scary, y'all. And I really just want to say, like, y'all, on some of these journal prompts, I literally cried like a baby, because picking off those scabs hurt. Like, getting into that true healing, it hurts. It is not going to be a joyful experience. That stuff hurt when you digging down, when you're doing the shadow work, when you are having to go back and relive some of what you've experienced, like stuff you thought you forgot, stuff you thought like you wasn't even really thinking about. When you have to go back and relive some of that, those things hurt. It's painful going back. But when you go back and you get to that root, and you pull up that root, when you pull up, man, when you pull that root up, that's true healing. That's for real healing. When you finally get to the root of all of that, that's real healing. Now, I'm not going to sit here and say I done got to the root of all my issues. I really haven't. But I'm just sharing with y'all my journey and what I've been doing. I literally have just been taking a step back to see me. And y'all, I can rejoice for how far I've come, because I'm not where I want to be, but I also am not where I used to be. And that's something to rejoice over. I'm telling you, that's something to be happy about. I celebrate the days where I can get up and do something consistently for a week. because it was days that I literally did nothing for months. So the fact that I can get up and just take a shower once a day for a week, every day, just consistently at the same time, take a shower. That's big. Every day consistently cooking two meals, at least two meals a day for my kids. That's big. They're not just eating microwavable food to survive. They're not just having random snacks to survive. They're not having to fend for themselves by getting stuff from wherever to survive, because I can't move from depression, because my body done shut down from just sadness. Like, I don't know how some of y'all feel when you get into depression, but I have been so depressed that my body physically could not move. I literally could not move. It would hurt to even try to get up. But I wasn't the only one suffering. My daughter was suffering because I had been heavily relying on her to pick up the slack. Now, I'm not a single parent. Their dad works out of state. He travels a lot. He provides for us. But him physically not being here, you know, it makes it hard on me. It seems like I'm single, but him physically not being here, it just means I have to take on the role even more so, because I don't have that counterpart, you know, to rely on in our physical. And he does what he can. He calls and he makes sure we good. And he does so well when he is here. He's amazing when he is here. So don't think I'm a single woman out here, because I'm not, for all you fellas listening. I'm kept. But but I wanna share that with y'all, just to let y'all know how bad it was for me. I literally was in such a dark space that I really had to depend on my child, my 13, 14 year old. She's 14 now, but even way back when, to take care of her younger brothers, to get up and make sure that they have everything done. I don't want to have to put her through that no more. You know, realizing that, like, you look around and you like, dang, I really want my kid to stay a kid. I really want her to enjoy life. I really want her to enjoy being a teenager, just to, you know, grow up. The most that she ought to do is basically her chores and go to school, you know. I want to teach her some things. I want to explore the world with my kids. But to have to care for her siblings like she was the second parent, that right there had me opening my eyes, because I don't want that for her. I don't want her to feel like she had to be a mom to my kids. I don't want that to be a part of her testimony. Now, granted, it will be, but I don't want it to be a major part of her life's testimony. Like, when I think about how my kids would think about me when they leave in the house, it just makes me feel like that makes me want to do better in itself, when I have to think about what my kids will say about me outside of my house. I want them to express that I loved on them. I want them to express that I was able to confidently talk to them and apologize to them. I want them to see my healing. I want them to express that my mom healed. Like, she loved on us and she made sure we was good. Like, she provided that safe space for us, and we still could go back right now. And I know that my mama will be there. I know that I could depend on her. You know, if they can't depend on me, at least, you know, depend on God. But I go to God, so they automatically dependent on him, you know. But when I started my healing, like, I had so many thoughts. Like I said, I'm not just doing this for myself, I'm doing it for them too. So that's what made me want to share this podcast with y'all. Like, that healing is so important. You know, if you have to go out and get you a therapist, I encourage that too. Like, I have a therapist. I have a therapist. I have two counselors. And I have a psychiatrist. Now, I'm not on medication for my bipolar. I'm just learning how to coast life with it. Now, I still have mood swings. Like I said, I still have my mood swings. I still have my little spouts that come with it. But I'm able to work through that. I'm able to catch when I'm having a mood swing. I'm able to, you know, catch when I'm about to be triggered. I want to give an example of something that kind of, you know, caught me off guard. So I told y'all how I used to get bullied about my weight, right? So I went to a new hire orientation because I'm going to be a paraprofessional at school this year at my kid's school. And so congratulations to me on new job. But I put in an app to be a paraprofessional, and we had an orientation Monday. Now, when I went to this orientation, they had like little snacks on the table. They call it a brown bag breakfast, where they just laid out like a bunch of nice little snacks. You know, they had coffee, they had juice, water, they had the works, and you would just pick up a little brown bag and just kind of fill your brown bag with, you know, they had peanuts, they had the little, what they call it, granola bars, they had muffins, they had, you know, they had all type of stuff. So I filled up my little brown bag, and then I went to have a seat. And before our orientation got started, they had brought in warm donuts. And I was like, ooh, let me get a donut, you know, just to kind of kill the hunger pains because I didn't get a chance to eat or whatever. So me and a person that was sitting at my table, we went together to go get a donut. And as we grabbed our donut, we were walking back to our seat, but there was a lady standing at the door. And so this lady says, it looks like y'all need to eat two donuts to put some meat on your bones. Y'all, the old me would have got offended and snapped back so fast. I can't even express to y'all how my mood went from I'm confident and excited to I'm ready to slap me a monk. Okay? I'm ready to slap me somebody in 0.5 seconds. But I had to realize a few things about that situation. The first thing was, I know what I've been through, and she don't. This lady has no clue who I am. She has no clue who she's talking to. Number two, she was a bigger lady. So there's no telling what kind of stuff she's going through with her body. To have to say that to me, a person she don't even know, had never even met, you know? And I had to really think, am I going to let this person, who I might not ever see again, challenge my confidence? And y'all, when I said no to that, I moved on with my life. I forgave her and I kept it moving. And that's just one of the examples I'm talking about. Because, like I said, she don't know who I am. She don't know what I've been through. She don't know the fight I've had to fight to feel good about myself, to just get where I am. And that's just an example of how things can change in that moment when you work on you. When you work on you, stuff like that won't even bother you. You can be like, oh, okay, I laughed it off, you know, and I kept it pushing. Because she don't know me like that. You know, all she knew is what she saw. She might have been making light fun. It could have came from a place of, you know, just joking. But to me, you know, like I said, the old me, I'm telling you, it took me aback. Like, that was a quick mood shift in less than a minute. Less than 30 seconds, to be honest with you. Like, if I would have turned around and said what the first thing that came to my mind, it would have been, look, it would have been over with from there. Nobody's feelings would have been saved. But because of my healing journey, because of where I'm at, because of who I am right now, I know that, you know, I'm better. I'm really in this thing. I'm really in my healing space. Did it hurt for the moment? Yeah, it did. I ain't gonna say it didn't hurt. But after I like literally stood, you know, after I literally had like a short conversation with myself and I processed it, it was done and over with. You know, I'm not even going to let a person that I never see again judge me like that. So I just wanted to share that experience to let y'all know, like, it's really okay to to be out here healing. It's really detrimental to you and your family. For you as a mom to get out here and heal, especially if you're a single mom. If you single, baby, work on your healing. Work on you so you can provide that space for your kids. You know, we can't pour into our children as much. Not saying that you don't pour into them at all, but we can't pour into them as much if we don't come from, you know, a place of unlearned trauma. If we don't come from some genuity about ourselves, like, we have to be realistic about what's going on in the world right now. We have to be realistic with ourselves. Like, we think we're doing our best, but we really could be doing better. And so I just want to encourage y'all, you know, to get in this journey. And I'm gonna tell you like this, like, a lot of people think you need this big costly insurance to get a good therapist. No, ma'am. If you get Medicaid, they will provide a therapist for you. You can call your insurance company up. You know, you can ask them what providers are in network, what providers do they have on their list, whatever, something out there. Call and find out. Because I'm telling you, like, get started on this healing journey. It's going to be so good for you. I want to see all my mamas happy. Like, it's soft girl time. Like, healing has made me such a soft girl. And I can't wait for the school year to start. I'm so excited. I'm going to be teaching art. And I'm going to be leading a school choir. You know, your girl can hold a few notes. Okay, I ain't going to give y'all no notes right now. Maybe another time. But I'm excited for the school year to start. I'm confident. I'm ready. And, you know, I'm ready to start building my life back, because I'm still, you know, working on this crippled credit of mine. Like, I felt ashamed at first. But like I said, I've forgiven myself for those mistakes. And I'm working on correcting them. I'm working on fixing everything so that, you know, I could be free. I could be happy. I could be who I want to be. I'm not giving people any more control over me. I'm not letting nobody make me feel less than. I'm not letting anybody make me feel like I'm not worthy, because I am. You know, every good and perfect gift comes from above. And I feel like if Christ made me in his image and I come from above, I'm a gift to the world. Somebody needs what I have to offer, and I'm confident in that. I can happily say this. Somebody needs what Tay got to offer, even if it's this podcast. If you got something from this, holla at your girl, okay? Holla at your girl. If you got something from this, holla at me. You know, but I hope y'all enjoyed this episode. I hope y'all enjoyed listening to me, and I hope that y'all go get healed. I hope that y'all start to work on it, y'all. It's so imperative. I want to see all the girlies win. I want to see all the moms living in a soft girl era. I want y'all to treat yourself to little dates. Like, y'all, the movies be, I don't know about nowhere else, but down here where I live in Louisiana, and the movies be $5 on Tuesdays in certain places. Y'all, pay that little $5. Go to a movie by yourself. And then what I like to do is I like to find me a nice restaurant with a bar. And I go sit and I have me some appetizers and a couple of little adult drinks. Okay, I might get a margarita. I might get a little mixed drink, you know, and I just sit there and I sip and I enjoy myself. I enjoy my time to me. I people watch, not to judge, but, you know, just enjoying being out, just enjoying the energy that's around me, especially if it's positive, like listening to other people laugh. I might get a giggle in or two if I overhear something funny, you know, just doing that. You know, if you like to pamper yourself, going to, I know a lot of y'all like going to get your feet and nails done, but when you go, don't just go to be like, okay, I'm doing this because I got to do this, that, and the third, and you want to look good, but go and really enjoy it. I mean, when you sit in a massage chair and you getting your feet done, use your senses. Use how it feel. Like, think about the feeling of just getting your foot massaged and your legs rubbed on. And then you could tell your nail tech, take your time. I'm just here to relax. If you say that, like, they will treat you so good. And I always like to find a nail shop where they say no kids allowed. Don't judge me, okay? I like to find a nail shop that say no kids allowed because they offer them beverages and I want to sip me a little something while I sit there and let my feet soak while I relax. I put on me some soothing music in my ears because, you know, sometimes the nail shops could be busy and loud. So I put a little, you know, soothing music in my ear and I just really enjoy me. Like, I enjoy my time. I enjoy pampering me. I enjoy treating me like a friend. Like, you know, and even sometimes taking a walk. Like, when I take my walks, I literally enjoy everything going on around me. Like, the sun is my favorite thing when I'm taking a walk. I love feeling it. Sun rays. I love attempting to look up to the sky if it's not too bright. You know, to just like feel in that moment the warmth on my skin and being grateful for just where I am and being alive and getting that outside juice, that energy, that vitamin D, like, just woo, it's something about it. I'm telling you, like, heal for you, heal for your children, heal for your family, and live your best life. You know, be the best version of yourself that you can be. I encourage y'all to do that because, man, when I tell you, it's the best thing I ever started doing. When I wrote that letter back in June, I did not lie. I'm 2 months from that letter. And so, like I said, y'all, I'm going to be consistent in my podcast. So, y'all, check me out next Wednesday. I'm going to try to have a new topic for you guys. I'm going to update y'all on what I've been doing. And I hope I can get my children involved in some of my podcasts. I hope that I can sit down and have genuine conversation with them. My teenager is a little bit shy, but hopefully I can get her to do an episode with me. But yeah, y'all, work on your healing. Work on some forgiveness. Forgive yourself. Have compassion for you, baby, because you need it. You know, and where other people won't give it to you, God got it. God gonna give you, you know, God gonna give you the compassion you need. Every time we go to him, he gonna forgive us. All we gotta do is ask him. And then he gonna give you the next step to take. You know, but I love y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Enjoy your healing journey. It's gonna hurt, but I'm telling you, the pain, okay, the pain that you are feeling right now cannot compare to the joy that is coming afterwards. And I hope y'all take that word and rest on it. Rest on it. Y'all have a good day. And again, thank y'all for listening. It's your girl Tay, and this is Crazy Mama Biz. Bye.